This is Jay Sekulow. Hillary Clinton announces her candidacy for President of the United States. And guess who congratulates her? Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Family planning is an important part of women's health. And reproductive health includes access to abortion that I believe should be safe, legal, and rare. You see the way?
Senator, do you believe personally that life begins at conception?
I believe that the potential for life begins at conception.
Margaret Sanger clearly embraced bigotry and racism. She advocated for the elimination of the disabled, the downtrodden, and the black child. In one of her writings, she said, "Today, eugenics is suggested by the most diverse minds as the most adequate and thorough avenue to the solution of racial, political, and social problems."
I admire Margaret Sanger being a pioneer in trying to empower women to have some control over their bodies.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. So Hillary Clinton announces that she's going to be running for President of the United States. No surprise there. But she's a big supporter of Planned Parenthood. And I bring that up because this week we're going to be filing a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States on a case involving Planned Parenthood. So we're front and center going after Planned Parenthood, as you should be as well, because here's the stark reality of the situation. You are funding Planned Parenthood, and not just a little bit. You're funding Planned Parenthood to the tune of over $1.5 billion over the last 36 months. Let me say that again. You and I are funding Planned Parenthood to the tune of $1.5 billion over the last 3 years, 36 months. Hillary Clinton gets a congratulatory email, or I guess a congratulatory announcement from Planned Parenthood that she's running. Planned Parenthood is taking our taxpayer dollars and using it to destroy human life. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is celebrating that. That's not a shock. But what is a shock, Jordan, is in this day and time, you would think right now would be the time to defund Planned Parenthood, where pro-life majorities are in the House and Senate.
That's right. And at least to move this and make President Obama kind of have this conversation and have this decision point and even challenge the veto override in Congress. I mean, this is one of those issues where when this report came out, and this was because members of Congress asked, because we talked a lot about the $300 million figure of federal and state funds, but there were members of Congress who suspected there was more than that, and now they've seen that it was, you know, $600-700 million yep, more going to Planned Parenthood affiliated organizations, and of course in the reimbursements as well when it comes to services that they provide. But this is again taking $1 billion a year just Planned Parenthood alone, and they're getting, you know, almost half their budget from you and me, from taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. Folks, we're taking your calls on Hillary Clinton's announcement, of course. We'll talk about the politics, but also we'll talk about Planned Parenthood and the connection. The President of the United States, remember that one? God bless you, Planned Parenthood. Remember that? Take a listen to this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
God bless Planned Parenthood and God bless America. I don't agree with that. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We want to know what you have to say. 1-800-684-3110. I urge you to call. We'll talk about the Hillary Clinton announcement. Marco Rubio isn't announced. But the Planned Parenthood connection here is real, folks. $1.5 billion of our money. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. We've got a petition up because we're going to put this issue on the president's desk of the funding of Planned Parenthood. I need everybody that's listening to go sign our petition right now so you and I don't fund Planned Parenthood. No taxpayer dollars for Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So $1.5 billion of our money doesn't go to Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
I want to know what you think about Planned Parenthood funding of getting their money from us, about Hillary Clinton's announcement. This is what Planned Parenthood said just moments ago. Planned Parenthood Action Fund today hailed Hillary Clinton's announcement that she's running for the Democratic nomination for president, noting her strong record of support for women's health and rights. Notice they never say the word abortion. The Action Fund is the advocacy and political arm of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. They say, quote, this is a historic moment. Hillary Clinton is a strong and steadfast advocate for women's health and rights. Again, no word on the abortion word. In our nation's history, there has not been a candidate for president with a stronger commitment to women or a clear record on behalf of women's health and rights. Again, they don't mention the fact that they are the largest provider of abortions in the entire world when they're congratulating Hillary Clinton. She also received in 2009 the Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger believed in eugenics, which means you eliminate racial, they consider racial inferiority, that's what they considered, anybody that wasn't them, through the use of abortions. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to get your comments on the Hillary Clinton announcement, also the tie-in to Planned Parenthood. Don't forget this as well, folks. We've got a petition that is up, and it is growing. And we're going to speak out on this. As Jordan said, we want this on the president's desk. And that is, we want to make sure that under no circumstances, $1.5 billion of our taxpayer money, let me say that number again, $1.5 billion of our money in 36 months has gone to Planned Parenthood. And to us, that's outrageous. We've got a petition to stop that funding. The votes are there. Oh, the president might veto it, but let's make him do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. And Jordan, getting him to veto it, we could then go for an override of that veto. There's a pro-life majority in both the House and the Senate right now.
That's right. It's a fight worth having. And certainly when you know, people elected pro-life legislators, the House and the Senate, this is one of those issues where it's gone on way too long. The Title X funding to Planned Parenthood, it's now, you know, we know it's we're talking about $1 billion here, more than $1 billion. And this is going directly to the number one abortion provider, not just in the United States, but in the world. We're talking about $1.5 billion in just a three-year period. And, you know, we talk about their budget and we kind of leave off. They're a $1.3 $1 billion a year organization. I mean, you know, the three is $300 million. This is a gigantic industry you're fighting on Capitol Hill, but the voters have elected pro-life members of Congress. It's a fight that we've got to have. And there's also the question, too, about how are they getting all this extra funding, foreign funding, which actually gets around the Hyde Amendment. And Jennifer's calling in about that from Idaho on line one. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hey, this is in regards to us funding Planned Parenthood. And one thing I can just really remember is the moment President Obama was elected into presidency, the very following day, he signed off to allow our tax dollars to fund abortion. And that I will never forget. That blew me away. That was the first thing he signed for.
Well, he
that is, I recall.
Yeah, well, he's beholden to the abortion industry. Now, we've got the, you know, he made that speech. Remember we said, I don't want my children punished with a baby. This is the words of the President of the United States, speaking at Planned Parenthood, by the way.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby. That's the position of President Obama. Hillary Clinton, she gets the Person of the Margaret Sanger Award, which is Planned Parenthood's highest award. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want your comments on this, your thoughts on Hillary Clinton's announcement and politics generally, but the tie-in to Planned Parenthood. Now, I'm going to read you something, and I want you to put your first name here. If it was Brenda or Bill, whoever it was. So Brenda or Bill or whoever's listening to this broadcast right now, you are funding the abortion industry. Each year, Planned Parenthood performs nearly 330,000 abortions. 900 vulnerable children are murdered every day. That's one baby every 90 seconds. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood last year $1.5 billion in 36 months. That's your taxpayer dollars at work funding death. As tax day approaches, just this week, Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your taxpayer dollars. I'm making this personal, folks. But the reality is we are fighting back. We are preparing right now a brief, our latest brief to the Supreme Court to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood. This is the second in a series of briefs that we filed on a case. We're also working on Capitol Hill against a huge abortion lobby, and we're aggressively fighting to stop your taxpayer dollars from funding the abortion industry. But we need your help, folks. We've got a petition that's up right now at aclj.org, and I want to encourage you to join with 112,000 other people. We need to get this up to 150,000. That's saying our taxpayer dollars should not go to Planned Parenthood. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition. I'm going to urge you to do that today. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Now, I want to know what your position on Planned Parenthood is. And how do you feel about Hillary Clinton's embracing Planned Parenthood, which she has for decades? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And should the issue of funding abortion be one that is discussed in this political season we're about to enter into? If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. But Jordan, let's explain to everybody the power of the abortion lobby, because it is significant.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're talking, again, when you're talking about a $1.3 billion industry, I think the better way to think about them is not as this nonprofit organization, but as a big business interest in Capitol Hill or in Washington, D.C. And just like any other business interest, they are there to protect themselves and get what they can through whatever funding possible. I know in our first caller was talking about, you know, the Mexico City policy repeal. That's the foreign funding to groups that both provide abortions and also provide consultations for abortions. Planned Parenthood's also received, this was immediately under the Obama administration, and another $40 million to go to this foreign funding as well. There's $31.7 million in federal taxpayer funding to the International Planned Parenthood Federation. That is different than the $1.5 billion, by the way. So we're talking just millions and millions, up to billions of dollars going to the abortion industry. And that's the important word to use, because it's again, they have all these different entities, just like Planned Parenthood has their political action fund. They have their Planned Parenthood America. They've got their Planned Parenthood International. You have these other organizations as well that back them up, just like any other industry. That's how you have to think about this. If you think about fighting a big business, that's what you're fighting here, is in an industry of people who are making upwards of $1 billion off of abortion.
Let's listen to Cecilia Richards. She's the president of Planned Parenthood, and she talks about us as the extremists here. Take a listen to Nine.
While we're taking on this horrifying agenda, extremist groups have been using outrageous tactics to try to weaken our ability to fight back. But we are fighting back. Because unlike our opponents, we care about women and families, because we serve them every day.
You know, this idea, we're the extremists, by the way. What are those extremist tactics, by the way? You mean utilizing the First Amendment? I mean, that's an extremist agenda? Because apparently it is for Cecilia Richards. The ability for us to combat this evil, and that's what it is. Understand that they worship at the altar of abortion. But as I said, if you're just joining us, we are preparing right now our second brief to the Supreme Court of the United States on a case called Gonzalez versus Planned Parenthood. We're exposing what Planned Parenthood has done. We're asking the Supreme Court to review the case. We won a major case against Planned Parenthood last year. This is another in that series of cases. But this is where you come in, folks. We want to make sure that you're educated and informed and engaged in this issue, because it's your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, that are funding big abortion, and to the tune of $1.5 billion a year. By the way, as Jordan said, we knew it was more than $300 million. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to fight back now. If you want to talk to us on air, you can at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But I want to urge everybody that's listening, we're getting ready to do a brief. Our second brief is being filed this week at the Supreme Court of the United States. So pray for us as we're drafting this brief. And I want to encourage you, I really want you to encourage you to take direct action here. And you could do that by signing on to our petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You could sign on to that petition that your taxpayer dollars do not go to funding Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember this also. We're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for, and that includes helping us with a Supreme Court brief. So I encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking the battle to Congress, to the halls of public opinion like the media, and to the Supreme Court of the United States. You can join us in this fight at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat attacked Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yeah, I guess that day's coming pretty soon, but taxes are about $1.5 billion of your taxpayer dollars and mine gone to Planned Parenthood. That's the way the deal works. Let me tell you something else on this fight, folks, unrelated. We're going to release a new song that the band's done. It's Tax Day, April 15th, so we got a new one. But it's not going to be your typical. It's not going to be your typical Tax Day song. Everybody expects Taxman. We're not going to do Taxman. Do we have a little blurb of that song? Remember this one, folks? We're just going to play about 5 to 10 seconds for you here. Yeah, just give a little bit. I wish the government just said, just give a little bit. And that's not the case under this administration. All right, we're back. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a petition up. Hundreds of you are signing on to it, and that is to defund Planned Parenthood with at least no taxpayer dollars going there. I encourage you to go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255-1. 877-989-2255 to sign that petition or aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones. We got an opposing call, so let's take it.
Calvin calling from California on line 6. Calvin, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Calvin.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
That's what gets to me, and I'm going to be quick, because y'all are ridiculous. You cry about abortion, but at the same time, you want to cut funding for all social programs.
Well, wait, Calvin. Have I talked about cutting money for social programs? Have you ever heard me say cut money for social programs on this broadcast? Have you ever heard me say that?
You cry about this, but it puts me out.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question, Calvin, because instead of screaming and yelling from Los Angeles, I can hear you almost from Los Angeles. Do you believe that the taking of life of an unborn child during abortion is the taking of life?
Wait a minute. Do I believe the taking of life of an unborn child is wrong? The taking of life is wrong, period, because I'm a Christian.
Okay, well then, there's nothing. Then you're trying to make this some social commentary? Are you okay with your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood? By the way, Calvin, you're okay with your money going there?
All the time. You kill more people on the streets of Los Angeles, Chicago.
Hey, Calvin, I'm going to ask you one more time. Calvin, let me ask you this. Do you believe that you like, are you okay with your taxpayer dollars? Just give me a yes or no answer here. Are you okay with your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood does more than just abortion.
But they are you okay with your taxpayer dollars? You're okay with your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood then, right?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because I look at the flip side of the coin.
Well, see, I look at the unborn life and saying I shouldn't be funding it. And I don't think most of the people that are listening to our broadcast believe they should be funding it either, but it's a free country. You could espouse that position. But the fact of the matter is, Jordan, most people don't take that position.
No, that's right. I mean, you know, this is, again, I think when you're talking about Planned Parenthood, you're talking about, again, the abortion industry. You take away this funding from them, they still have the right to operate. They still, under the law, you know, they're still able to do what they do. There's certainly things that we challenge that Planned Parenthood does, and we fight the bigger fight as well. But, you know, when we talk about stopping abortion, and the truth is that we could do something very quickly to stop the abortion industry, and that's these hundreds of millions of dollars that add up to over $1 billion in just a few years. And by the way, this goes through 2012. I think that this number is just going to be climbing under these last couple years of the Obama presidency.
I don't doubt that at all, and I think the reality is it is going to climb. But this is where, folks, you can have your voice heard, and I'm making this very personal. You are funding the abortion industry. And they're getting $1.5 billion a year. National Right to Life said this: it sure makes it a lot easier to build and expand your abortion empire when you're getting 41% of your annual budget from the pockets of taxpayers. It's worth noting that in a 25-year period where abortions have dropped by more than 34%, abortions at Planned Parenthood have increased by more than 250%. That's the cold, hard facts. Add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. From Twitter, Anthony Bruno writes, let's see if the GOP majority takes away Planned Parenthood funding. He doubts it. Jordan, there is some concern about that. How does that play out? Anthony raises a good question on Twitter.
Sure. Well, it's a real fight, and it's not so difficult in the House of Representatives to move through the defunding of Planned Parenthood. It's been done even when the Senate wasn't the way it was now. But with the Senate makeup, I mean, you're talking about a more serious fight, and so with the breakdown of that, is it an uphill battle? No, it's a pretty easy vote to get to the majority on. Where it gets tougher, of course, is when you take it to President Obama directly. He's going to veto that. He loves Planned Parenthood. He's going to veto that. The question is, you go back, and you've got 54 Republicans, 46 caucus total with the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. So, yeah, the veto override is difficult, but it forces the conversation and takes these issues, which, again, if you're not listening to this kind of radio broadcast and you're not following these issues closely, you're not going to see this. But if this becomes a legislative battle, there's going to be a lot more people who realize how much money they're sending to Planned Parenthood. And you talk about, you know, people of financial tough times. Planned Parenthood's got, you take this money away, they're still a $1 billion organization. Still a billion-dollar organization.
Serious, they have serious revenue without it, but when you put our taxpayer dollars in it, folks, $1.5 billion. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call here.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Vanessa calling in from New Mexico online, too. Vanessa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, thank you very much. I just want to tell you I totally agree. I do not want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood, and it is absolutely insane that we have a president that calls himself a Christian and then talks about a baby as being a mistake. And it's just, thank you for fighting it. Thank you for going to the Supreme Court. Thank you for the petitions. Thank you for all of this, because I think it's going to take the majority of the body of Christ, especially, to, you know, talk to individuals in our communities and say, look, this is shedding innocent blood, and go see what happened to the Israel, the path that Israel took, that when God allowed them to be wiped off the face of the map because they were offering their children on altars. We don't think of abortion like that, but that's what it is. Millions of unborn Americans, just as if they
were.
Well,
I mean, it's more than, you know, you're talking about, as we pointed out, more abortions. Abortions have dropped around the United States, 34% decrease, except in Planned Parenthood, where they've increased them by 250%. But, of course, if you got $1.5 billion into your group, you could increase your business, too, and that's what they're in. They're in the business of abortion. So, Vanessa, we appreciate the call. We're taking yours at 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, which you do on SiriusXM, just go over to ACLJ.org, and we will have it there. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Lines are jammed right now, but they'll open up in a few minutes. Folks, I need you to take action here. Jordan's going to give you the number, but I'm going to tell you, we've got a petition that's up. We're being very specific. We want action in Congress, and we don't want our taxpayer dollars funding Planned Parenthood. It's that straightforward. It's that direct, and we're asking you to join with us.
Folks, the toll-free number you call is 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Stop funding the abortion industry. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. The petition is online at ACLJ.org. Right on the homepage, you can share it with your friends and family. It's very quick to sign online. It just takes, I mean, literally a minute or less at ACLJ.org or by phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States against Planned Parenthood. We are in litigation with them. We had a case, a similar case in another jurisdiction, won a big case there. Now, this is another one, and we are asking the court to reverse a district court judge in a court of appeals decision out of the Ninth Circuit. And our first, our petition for certiorari has been filed. The Planned Parenthood has responded. Now we file what's called a reply brief. That's going in this week. Your support of the ACLJ enables us to do that. You can, and by the way, we're in a matching challenge campaign. So at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, either place, you can support the work of the ACLJ. And whatever amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan's in our studio up in Washington, D.C. I'm in our media center. We are taking your call. By the way, we got Karen from Twitter thanking an organization that kills babies and wishing God's blessing on them in the same sentence. Yep, that's the president. Let me hear it. Just so you know what Karen's talking about, that was from Twitter. Listen to this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Yeah, I find that pretty pretty awful as well. Is Jordan still with us? Or did we okay, we had to reconnect Jordan. I'm going to go right back to the phones. William's calling from Georgia on line one. Hi, William. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on.
Hey, Jay. I'm going to try to be as brief as I possibly can.
Okay.
You know, it behooves me realistically how sinister this act really is. I mean, to try to actually use the guise of saying that women's health and women's rights are being affected when they don't tell you about the negative part, which says that, you know, through these botched abortions, women are being mistreated.
Yep.
They don't want to show you the even the ultrasound of the babies so that the women can make the sound decision for themselves. And then on top of that, some of the women's health has been affected negatively during the situation.
Well, they'll never call it abortion. I mean, that's the real question. They always talk about women's health care, as you just mentioned, William. That's kind of the way they phrase it. They don't want to talk about abortion. But this is, you know, abortions dropped 34% over a 10-year period. But with Planned Parenthood, it increased. Folks, I mean, think about this number. It increased 250%. That was the increase in Planned Parenthood. Do we have Jordan back? We do. Okay, Jordan, that number is staggering in and of itself.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you look at the exact amount of dollars that are going to Planned Parenthood and how much they're pulling in extra, you know, we talk about their breakdown between 2014, 2013, and the difference, you know, if you just look at these numbers and you don't think about it, you go 1.3, okay, and then in 2013, 1.2. Remember I was talking about before the last break that there's significant rise of funding that they will receive to fill their coffers before President Obama is out of office, so long as he can keep getting more federal funding there and using all these different gimmicks to do so. They've had a $93 million increase in just the last year. So from fiscal year 2013 to fiscal year 2014,
and you
they've
thought,
had
Jordan,
almost
you thought
$100 million
that was the case.
More.
You thought it wasn't $300 million. You thought it was more.
Yeah, we've always thought it was more. And you know, when you're talking about getting an additional almost $100 million in a year, then that's just Planned Parenthood of America. That's not including their international affiliates receiving upwards of $30 million in a single year. You put all this together. And of course, you know, they're how partisan they are and how political they are. You know, a reminder to everybody: this press release they put about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has a 100% record on the Planned Parenthood Action Fund congressional scorecard. 100%. That means she has never gone against what Planned Parenthood has wanted on these votes. She's always been an ally with Planned Parenthood.
I mean, you talk about, I mean, you know, this is what's so fascinating about the political season we're about to enter into. But I think that we have to take direct action here. By the way, they're also taking, Will just told me, they're taking money from USAID for foreign aid helping the hungry and destitute. That's what it's supposed to be for, USAID, but it's helping fund abortion. And the reality is they're the largest provider of abortions around the world. We want you to add your name to this petition. Many of you have. We're going to be at the Supreme Court of the United States with round two of our briefing this week. We could use your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. I urge you to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, if you got any questions, use Twitter. Send me a tweet. We'll get it. And we're now using Periscope. So I don't know if we're up Periscope and there's break or not. But you should check that out as well. You can connect that with your Twitter.
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
Well, you know, you do give your money to Planned Parenthood. How, let me make it any more direct than that. You, listening to this broadcast right now, are giving your money, your taxpayer dollars, to Planned Parenthood so that they can perform an abortion every 90 seconds. So I can't make it more real than that. If you want to stop that, you want to see that ended, go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign the petition there. Thousands have. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign, and we're in front of the Supreme Court on briefs this week. So, on against Planned Parenthood. So, we could really use your support. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we'll get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, right to the phones that we go. Let's go to Fred calling from Kentucky on line three. He's been holding on. Fred, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I don't agree with my taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. You know, it's wrong. There's other ways of doing things. Hillary, what has she done for this country? Why is she even thinking about running for president?
Well, she was a Secretary of State. She was the First Lady. She was a U.S. Senator. So she's got a resume. The only thing I'm commenting today is the tie-in with Hillary Clinton and Planned Parenthood. And Jordan, as you said, it is deep.
Well, that's right. I mean, Planned Parenthood sent out a release immediately yesterday when Hillary Clinton announced. I mean, they obviously had this ready to go, calling it a historic moment, that she's a strong and steadfast advocate for Planned Parenthood, 100% on the Planned Parenthood Action Fund Congressional Scorecard for every single year she served as United States Senator. But not just that, as Secretary of State, that she was outspoken, this is from the Planned Parenthood release, about the critical role of Planned Parenthood and organizations like it. Talks about the Clinton Foundation supporting programs, initiatives that Planned Parenthood supports. And again, they go back to Hillary Clinton's own words about access to abortion specifically. So again, this is a 100%er for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's a free country. She can run on what she's going to run on, but the reality is I don't want anybody to think for a moment, you vote for whoever you want. It's a free country. We run endorse or oppose candidates. But the fact of the matter is this Planned Parenthood funding, we're talking about, and we, you know, everybody was saying $300 million, and Jordan kept saying it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. Now we know it's $1.5 billion. It's a lot of money. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Terry in New York on line 4. Terry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Terry.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I absolutely oppose my money going to pay for abortions for one thing.
But it is going there, Terry. Right now as we speak, it is going there. Go ahead.
The other thing is, I just wonder if Barack Obama realizes that the child being punished to his daughter would be his grandchild that he's giving her permission to kill.
Well, I don't think he, I think, again, they don't view the sanctity of life like we do. It's that simple. I am a grandparent, and I will. To me, it's inconceivable that you would be promoting that. And this, that line, I don't want to punish with a baby. That's the line the president has. Of course, Planned Parenthood loves that line. But as much as Planned Parenthood loves Barack Obama, Planned Parenthood said nobody has done more for women's health. They never will say abortion than Hillary Clinton. That's what's so interesting here. Thanks for your call, Terry. We appreciate it. 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Kristen's call, Jordan, out of California.
Kristen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. Christine, you're on the air.
Hi, Christine.
I just finished reading the book, The Harbinger, which is all about prophecy and past history. And we were founded as a Judeo-Christian nation in the past. Past tense, we are no longer the top nation in the world. And it's our own fault because people flock to this country to come to this great nation, and now they are turning away from everything this country was founded on.
Yeah.
Israel fell because of offering their babies to Baal.
Yeah, Christine, I want to say something about the about America. I think we live in the greatest country in the world, and we're not a perfect country, but we are still the greatest country. There's no place I'd rather trade on earth than being a citizen of the United States of America. My grandfather came to this country in 1914 on a boat called the George Washington, and it went through Ellis Island. And he grew up, raised his family, my father, in Brooklyn, New York. And his grandson, me, I get to argue cases at the Supreme Court of the United States. So, Christine, I still think it's the greatest country in the world. Go ahead, though, and finish.
Okay, but history's repeating itself, Jay. We're doing identically the same thing that was done in history, and now we're under judgment. And if we don't put a stop to this thing and turn it around, we're going to have the same thing happen that it happened in the past.
Well, I'll tell you this, though, and Jordan, you could tell Christine this, and I think it will. People are reacting. I mean, there are hundreds of millions of pro-life Americans, and we've heard from over 100,000 people on this petition alone. We're going to get it up to 150,000 people that don't want their money going to Planned Parenthood. But Jordan, we're fighting a huge lobby. There's no doubt about it. Planned Parenthood, Christine, is a huge lobby. So we're up against a real fight, but there is a pro-life majority in the United States of America, Jordan.
That's right. I mean, you see that, and especially when it reflected in the congressional votes. People are electing to the House and the Senate, you're seeing a change. I mean, even while Planned Parenthood's funding goes up, a decrease in abortions, it's one of those issues where science is on the side of the pro-life community. The more technology, the more research that's done, the harder it will be for Planned Parenthood to justify these abortions. Think about the pain-capable issue. There is widespread agreement in the medical community, in the scientific community, that at 5 months you've got the pain. That's where technology is now, that we can prove. Imagine what we could do in a couple more years. But what we've got to do is make sure that we're not just fighting the fight in the technologically, because if you still are providing this kind of funding to the abortion industry, they're going to fight back on every one of those issues. So when it comes to the research, when it comes to the science, remember, they have their own research institutes justifying abortion.
You know, it's interesting that we mentioned this earlier. We'll put this in the chat here. USAID, which is a government agency supposed to be involved with humanitarian aid internationally, they gave through USAID $128 million to the Population Council, which works to make abortions widely available in developing countries. So another 100, in addition to the $500 million a year over the last, basically $1.5 billion, just tack on another $128 million of your money being added on to going from USAID, which is supposed to be for humanitarian aid, to the Population Council, which is an abortion group. We've got offices, by the way, in these developing countries, and they're pro-life. And they get criticized for being pro-life while the government, our government, is taking our money and funding abortions. That's what's going on right now. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to get another call in here before the break.
Absolutely. Back to the phones, though, we go. Let's go to Chris calling from New York on line six. We've been holding. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I just have a quick comment. Anyone that declares himself to be a Christian, a Christ follower, and doesn't have a problem with their money going, their tax dollars going to fund abortion, need to check their walk with God.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Chris, because I find it unbelievably contradictory. We had the caller early in the first half of the broadcast when said, I'm a Christian, but I, you know, support abortion, which is the taking of human life. And, you know, you can't argue with the science anymore because there's no doubt that it's the taking of human life. But the reality is, and Chris, this is where I appreciate you calling, we have to, like a laser beam, focus on what we're dealing with. And Jordan, it's a machine. I mean, Planned Parenthood is a really big machine.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're talking $1.3 billion a year business that is fighting for every dime they can get and for all the money and to protect that money as well. That's why they immediately put out this release about Hillary Clinton. She's 100% behind Planned Parenthood. That's 100% of their funding to make sure. Listen, they get concerned every time there's a presidential yep. election because just the Mexico City policy, which is the foreign funding of to these pro-abortion groups, that's worth $30, $40 million a year to Planned Parenthood that we saw. That. So if, you know, just by changing who the president is, someone who's not pro-Planned Parenthood, and reversing that policy, which they can do by executive order immediately, can cost them $40 million. So they certainly have an interest in making sure they get these 100% supporters
right.
in. And right now, that's people like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, while the president says that Christians give less than loving comments. Oh, there you have it. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll do a rapid-fire round when we come back from the break. Don't forget, folks, we've got a petition up that your taxpayer dollars don't go to Planned Parenthood. You can sign it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. That means any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Here's the things, folks. We got a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States on a case against Planned Parenthood this week. So your help will make a big difference. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat attacked Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
The Jay Sekulow band called, you know the song, it's called Give a Little Bit. We figured for tax day, it's something a little bit different. We'll be, I think they're going to put a little tease on that up on the Facebook sometime today, and then we're going to release it on Wednesday. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We've got a lot of calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to them, Jordan.
Yeah, right to the phones that we go. Let's go to Joe in New York on line two. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe. All right, Joe, you're not there. So we'll come back to Joe. Let's go to Frank, who's calling from North Carolina. He's on line three. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you,
good,
Jay?
Good.
So I just wanted to play devil's advocate just for one moment, and I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I am 100% in agreement with you.
Okay.
I do not want my tax dollars
right.
going towards parent plan. But let me just play devil's advocate and
yep.
ask, what would, in your opinion, be the alternative, because remember that a lot of these people that are using these facilities are young, frightened to death, scared teenage people.
Well, here's what I think. I think schools, churches, other nonprofit organizations can reach out to, as they do, women in crisis pregnancies or in need or have questions or need medical care. I'm in favor of that. What I'm not in favor of, if you look at, for instance, the number of abortions Planned Parenthood performed during 2012-2013, 327,106, so 327,000 abortions. You know how many adoption referrals they did, Frank?
Yeah.
2,197. So if you look at what their business, how many, you know, they're in the business of abortion. They do some other things, but their business is abortion. So I think churches, pro-life groups need to be reaching out. I speak at a lot of pro-life organizations. Jordan does too. Those organizations, those crisis pregnancy centers, Jordan, do great work.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, I mean, you've got the pregnancy centers, which can be so important, play such an important role. And remember, I mean, all this funding, you don't have to take this from the taxpayers. There's
right.
other places where the government constantly says they don't have enough money for here and there in the military, and you think about that. And what about cutting taxes? I mean, this is one of those things you can look at when you say it's not about just reappropriating all of it. And certainly you can reappropriate enough to where the women's health concerns are covered that are not abortion-related and go to – there could be a whole new industry of health providers that are not abortion industry fronts that provide those services under this kind of funding. Right now, the truth is no one is saying the money should be taken away from women's health. The people are saying the money should be taken away from the abortion industry.
I agree.
That is important because they muddle that, but
yep.
they make their money with abortion.
Yeah, you go to aclj.org. We've got information up about it, but you can also go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 and have your voice heard of this petition, aclj.org, 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take Robert's call.
Yeah, Robert calling from Maryland, on line six. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, well, hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. I was calling to let you know I 100% agree with the American Center for Law and Justice that we as the American taxpayers and the American people should not be funding Planned
yep.
Parenthood because they're in the business of promoting and providing abortions, particularly within low-income communities,
right.
Disabled children, and particularly black children. Many black Americans in particular are not aware of this, but although black women make up only 12 to 13% of the female population, they have at least 34 to 37% of the abortions, and it's decimating the black community. As a matter of fact, Lila Rose of Live Action Videos, as you may well know,
right.
did some sting operations in Planned Parenthood clinics in several states where they had someone call and wanted to earmark money specifically to go toward aborting black babies. And the person that was answering the phone call that was a Planned Parenthood representative didn't refuse it. In some cases, even heartily encouraged it.
You know, Robert, you're right. And Lylors has done great work on this. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at where these abortion clinics are located, it's always in the urban areas generally. And let me take it a step further. You mentioned the fact that they target minorities particularly. This goes back to the history of Planned Parenthood since its founding by Margaret Sanger. She was a eugenicist, and that they believed that others other than her were the inferior race. And that's how, and to get rid of the inferior race, in her, these are her words, what you did was you utilized abortion. That was their method of dealing with this. So, Robert, I am really glad, as you're a great caller. I'm glad you called in. Because this is targeted, it is targeted at the city, and the urban areas, and it is absolutely positively outrageous. Robert, we appreciate your phone call as always. We got an opposing tweet from Jeff Mossberg. He said, "So you would rather pay welfare for these babies? Come out for that, and maybe you'll be taken seriously." Answer: yes, I would rather pay money to have these children taken care of than having them killed, Jeff. And I don't think that's a stretch. And I think as believers, we need to come forward on that. The Christian community has. That's why crisis pregnancy centers exist. I've given talks at crisis pregnancy centers from coast to coast, and they do a great work. So, Jeff, yes, I'd rather have other ways to help these children, but not have these children killed. Bob Farrell on Twitter writes, "It's amazing that the amount of African-American babies killed by Planned Parenthood doesn't spark outrage by the African-American community." And we just had Robert on with a great call from Robert on that exact point. So we appreciate it. Folks, Twitter is a great way to connect with us. We're now doing Periscope. So you can connect download the Periscope app from Twitter, and then you can interchange with us. And we've had a great response in the first couple of days here. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Chris in Minnesota on line 5. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I totally agree that I don't want my taxpayer dollars to go to Planned Parenthood, but I believe that that everyone listening, you guys are missing the mark. We should be fighting the total end of abortion. When we put abortion is a dragon, and you're trying to cut off the tail.
Well, no. We take a complete. Jordan will tell you this. I mean, Jordan is involved in this with our work up in the Washington D.C. office. Chris, we take a completely pro-life position here, but we also understand how the politics work. And while there's multiple parts to it, the fact is a starting point is, Jordan, don't give taxpayer dollars. And that should be a no-brainer.
And that's why if you get distracted by just saying, well, we have to end abortion, and you're not going to get there if you don't stop funding the abortion industry. That's point one. There's no law that requires, because abortion may be legal based on what the Supreme Court has said, there's no law that said, and because it's legal, the federal government's got to fund all of the abortion organizations.
Right.
So part one is going back and stopping what's been going on since the 70s, since Roe versus Wade, and stop this funding to the abortion industry. That's just a first step in this long battle.
All right. Is Chris call up? Is it? Okay, that call's gone. All right, very good. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. We're taking, again, I want you to get engaged here on this issue. We got USAID giving $128 million to the Population Council. Great shock. They are a pro-abortion group. $1.5 billion of your taxpayer money going towards Planned Parenthood. Jordan's going to let you know how you can engage this issue. Many of you are, and don't forget we're in a matching challenge campaign with a brief to the Supreme Court this week on Planned Parenthood, ACLJ.org for that. Any amount you donate, we can get a matching gift for. We got this petition up, though, Jordan. We want people to sign it.
That's right, and you can go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org and sign online or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. The petition is simple. Stop giving taxpayer dollars to the abortion industry, which was responsible for over 300,000 abortions last year, an abortion every 90 seconds. Call now. You can add your name to the petition by phone, 877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.